Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Toluga.
All right, you know why you're here. It's time for the Battle of the Bands! The
Combat of the Bands.
Hey! All right, let's do a little recap, and then we will dive right into the festivities. Last time on Dicey Situations. The boys crashed to Cosmo's new apartment and made their preparations for the Battle of the Bands. After a practice session with Spud, Glebnor learned to form his body into a drum kit. Theo mastered one note, and Toluga prepared his forbidden kazoo technique. While poring over his notebook, Cosmo was finally able to unlock his song Ego Whip, and now has the rocking riffs he needs to defeat Damien. Arriving at the Ruby Rocks Amphitheater in the Crystal Quarter, the Chaos Crew joined up with their allies and made their way into the festival. Opening the Battle of the Bands was a DJ act, Vortex Warp, who turned out to be none other than Reggie. After a shaky performance from our favorite auto gnome, Cosmo, Kilroy, and the Kazuatoa made their way on stage. Before they could begin their performance, they were interrupted by a silence spell from the Satyr advisor Gideon. Now we join the Chaos Crew on stage, facing down Conviction in a cavalcade of Krizik converts.
Well done.
Thank you, everyone. That was one take.
Good job.
Putting one that out there. Okay, boys, we're in the fucking thick of it. You guys are at the base of this amphitheater. You're all on stage. Backstage to your left, about 30 feet away, you can see Felix standing next to Damien, who's getting his guitar ready. In the crowd,
the plug on us.
It's in this silent spell. You can't hear anything. Right before, all you saw was this satyr up on top of this raised platform next to the king point at you, and as his spell went off, you were encased in silence. But kicking off our combat is the Krizik Street Team. You look over, and you can see on the other side of where you guys had come from for the backstage entrance, there's this like little spiky dwarf. Looks kind of like childish almost, and he has a little shirt on that just says Krizik's Kids.
Ugh.
It's a play on words that goat children are called kids. So he's got a little Krizik Kids shirt on. I'm so sorry, Eric. I saw Eric fully just be like, I don't like that. And you can see that as this thing is kicked off, the Conviction Street Team is actually going to attack Reggie.
Reggie fucking dead.
Turns around as this little spiky dwarf's like, and just whips a lightning dart at Reggie. He does miss, but even on a miss, Reggie is going to take 4 lightning damage. And he's like, ow, 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 ow. You can see Reggie was kind of backstage at this point. He's just out of the range of this sphere. He's like, what's going on in there? He's freaking out. He's a little bit electrified right now. Theo, you are up though. You have backstage across the way from you, about 30 feet, you can see Felix and this other guitarist. And you look up and you can see that the Satyr mage that just cast that spell seems to be holding concentration from a floating balcony platform about 120 feet away.
Well, you attacked Reggie. Now I want to shoot them. Oh. There's so many people to shoot.
Kill the kids. Clip that, everyone.
Did I notice the street team attack Reggie?
You did. You look back, and because you're kind of head on a swivel now, trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and you see this like little lightning-y dart hit into his feet, and like bits of electricity shock him. He kind of falls back a little bit, and there's this like little spiky Krizik dwarf going after him.
And the guy holding the silence is 120 away.
Yeah, he's floating on this balcony that looks to be like there's this geomancy keeping the rocks underneath it floating in the air.
Is there any way I can stay in the sphere and still shoot that guy in 90 feet?
It's a 20-foot sphere. It's 120 feet. No.
Okay.
And I'll also say, too, you will notice there are, like, security dwarves that seem to be, like, on both sides of the stage. At this point, they don't know what to do. They're just confused figuring out what the hell's going on.
Did they notice that Reggie got attacked?
Yeah, one guy looks back and is like, what the hell? The Krizik Street Team is going wild.
All right, well, they attacked. I'm going to attack them. So I'm going to spin, and I'm going to use Judge's Sentence on the one that threw the bolt at Reggie.
So fuck them kids is what we're saying.
Of course.
Go for it.
I'm assuming that's going to miss. That's a 12.
12 does miss. As this guy, as you fire at him, he kind of ducks behind some sound equipment and is like getting another lightning dart ready.
I'm going to shoot him again. 28.
28 definitely hits.
It's 9 damage on the first one. And I'll bonus action use Executioner's Hand.
Yeah, and you guys see Theo, almost this whole time, has always been firing with one gun. He pulls the second gun out and is now dual-wielding on stage, base slung over his shoulder, firing at this Krizik kid behind him.
17.
17 hits.
11 damage on that one.
Okay. This guy looks a little fucked up as he kind of ducks behind like an amp and is like patching it, like trying to hold his wound. He's bleeding a ton right now as you fire. Silently, these bullets emerge from the silence spell into his shoulder.
I'll look over at, Glebnor and just kind of motion over to the side where Felix is and just kind of give him a nod. And that's my turn.
Okay. Like eyes sprouting from a drum kit, like.
Next up is Damien Blacksong. You can see Damien swings his acoustic guitar down.
Ugh.
He walks out on stage and is like, "Don't worry, everyone. I know it's really chaotic right now. My life was really chaotic once, too. Till I found something special in the clouds."
All of our eyes roll like, what? Yeah.
You see Toluga just trying to shit talk, but he's in the silence.
Theo's really contemplating, "I should have shot that fucker."
"They may be trying to play this infernal music, but I have something better to offer you all here today. I have conviction. In this song, even though I may have lost most of my band, I'm going to do a special acoustic set for everyone here at the Battle of the Bands today."
Like, silently, I'm like,
He comes out on stage strumming his acoustic guitar.
"I just heard a thunderbolt."
And as he starts
trying to wrestle a gun from just put it in my mouth.
As he starts strumming, you can see that he has one of those tuning fork picks. And as he strums on his guitar, a wave of Krizik music sweeps out into the crowd. You can see anyone wearing a wristband that was not one of the counterfeit ones that you guys made. Their shirts start to button up all the way to the top button. Some people start going like, "This is good. Yeah, all right." There's like, just like tiefling dads doing like little weird side shuffles. Just like, "Oh, okay, all right, oh, okay." You can also see as he hits that chord, all of the crystalline firebelly dwarves, their like fiery volcanic glass hair and beards goes from that like red black, and this electric blue sweeps over them. You all see all of the security dwarves around the stage start being like, "Ah! Oh, it sucks, but it's kind of catchy." And they all seem to be under the sway of this magic spell. And I'll also say, you look up on that floating platform, and in the king's crown, one of his gems starts to glow. He's like, "I don't really like this, but it is kind of a earworm." That will be his turn. Let me just check one more thing on my boy Damien here. He did his first performance check for the event.
I'm competing with that now, or?
Yeah, actually, yeah, do it now. We'll get out. We'll have it be everyone every time you or Damien goes. We'll
competing. 14.
He only got a 13 on his.
Ooh.
So you have one success in the books. You can see that even though he is playing the guitar and everyone's changing, there are still people in the crowd that are still focusing on your, like, just pantomiming performance. You're, like, still playing, and everyone's just like, "They still look pretty rad."
Oh, it's about to look radder.
And he is going to stare at the king and
let that dog in.
You see he stares at the king and uses stunning glance. And you can see that Damien is this like dark elf who you would always know and have this long white hair, dressed real punk and rad. He's in these like khakis and like he's got like a little tight shirt on. His hair is cut now. He's got like a perfect little crew cut. And as he looks up at the king, he's like, "This is for you and all the people here." The king is now stunned. So at the end of Damien's turn, that is going to be Glebnor.
How far is Damien?
Damien, I would say he kind of walked out on stage about 20 feet from me now. He's right outside the sphere.
Guess who's getting grappled?
What?
What?
Elijah's
just singing away into the crowd. Go ahead and make your athletics check.
22.
Okay. He's going to try acrobatics out of the way.
Okay.
He got an 11.
Suck it. Sleight of hand, I'm taking the fork.
Sleight of hand, go for the fork. Okay, so... The action is the grapple. I would say... It's going to be your bonus action.
I'm holding him so I can bonus action.
Okay, sure. All right, so he'll do a dex check against your sleight of hand.
Would that
maybe 19?
Disadvantage his performance checks?
Yeah, he's fucking
crappy. He'll have to go, 23.
Oh, we didn't get it.
He pulls the pick away and he's like, you can't stop good rock. He is grappled, he can't move, but you're kind of all around him as he's trying to keep playing his guitar and performing.
I'm going to squeeze.
Yeah, go for it. You can see that there is a, after you, Glebnor, there is a, what looks to be a Krizic priest that was standing next to Felix. And at first you didn't notice it, but as they come out of the shadows, it's a blue dragonborn.
Oh, shit.
Not one that you've recognized before, but you know.
But I've seen these guys before.
This is an Azure scale Krizic.
So I'm outside the cone of silence now?
Yeah, you would have just gotten out. Yep. If you want to yell.
This guy's a dork!
Some people in the crowd are like, he's got a good point. You can make a persuasion check, I guess.
Well, I'm so bad at persuading people. 3!
I don't know, he seems pretty cool. Yeah.
Sometimes you just want somebody to kind of bop your head to. As you're like yelling at the crowd, a guiding bolt just wings by your head. The priest missed. But you see they fire this electric guiding bolt from backstage trying to hit you.
You have to try harder than that!
Next up is Bouncicles.
Yes!
Bouncicles.
Bouncicles drops from the scaffolding. And he's like, my mission will finally be complete! He lands behind Felix and is going to try to grapple Felix.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't go for Felix. I wanted to, but I was like, I got to stop Damien.
I'm in the silence going, that's my boy! That's my boy!
Oh, Bouncicles got a nat 1. I'm so sorry. He's like, no, he's so wiry. And you see Felix ducks below him and like sidesteps out of the way. He's now right next to Bouncicles though on the side of the stage.
So Bouncicles will get an opportunity attack if he tries to run.
He will. Yep. That is Felix's turn though. Felix is going to turn to Bouncicles and try to hit him with a thunderous touch. He's going to hit Bouncicles with a 24.
Why do you hate Bouncicles?
I don't. I love Bouncicles. Mm-hmm.
Could have fooled us.
Ooh, Bouncicles takes 26 thunder damage. Don't worry, he's beefy. He's so beefy.
Holy shit.
And you see Felix just looks so much more twisted than the last time you saw him. It's like he's really like let that veneer down. He pulls his hand free and puts it on Bouncicles' chest, and this wave of sound pushes
him. I bet he's been in the church a lot longer than he said.
Now, liar!
You guys mouth to each other.
I'm outside the cone.
That's true. You can yell at Taluga.
Okay. Just fervent agreeing inside the silence.
just a really angry thumbs up.
You can see now that the king is stunned up on stage, Gideon Junior. He's like, I'm sorry, Your Highness. No had to come to this. But your people have hid down here long enough. With a military this large, we're going to need all of your people to be our followers now.
So, does any damage break concentration?
He'll have to make a concentration check.
Oh, I see.
Anytime you damage them, he'll have to make that check.
Got it.
Right. He's actually going to attack. You guys see that as the king is stunned, you see Schlebnor is like, what have you done to my uncle? The satyr attacks Schlebnor with a mace.
Not my twin!
Not Schlebnor!
We just met him, but we love him.
Schlebnor Schleckelak.
Schlebnor Schleckelak.
Oh, he starts beating the shit out of Schlebnor with an electric mace. He got a 19 and a 17. Schlebnor is very hardy, though. Only takes 4 damage. Schlebnor is like, no, no! He's trying to defend his uncle up on the dais. It's kind of getting crazy up there. Taluga, that is your turn.
Let's see. They're 120 feet away, and how high?
So it's kind of like they're 120 feet from you at like an angle. Yeah, because it's an amphitheater, so it's angled down onto the stage. They're
got a nice 45 going here.
Yeah, exactly. A tight 45.
I am 10 feet short.
Okay.
Soup Damien. I'm holding him still for you.
I mean, if you move forward, you can get closer.
Well, no. Full movement and step of the wind, I would be 80 feet out. And then anything I could use would have a 30-foot range. So I'm 10 feet short of hitting the dude.
Oh, so close.
So close.
Can I bounce off my son?
Boy,
and spring launch myself off?
Okay.
Athletics okay. to launch him.
Okay. All right. So if you would like to use your reaction, Glebnor, you can make an athletics check to boingo bounce your father up onto there. I need an acrobatic check from you as well.
Okay.
24 boingo.
21 acrobatic.
Tell me what it looks like. What is this combination of your insane skills?
I lock eyes with my son.
I know what's coming. He jumps on the low tom.
And the way I vision this is I run through him. He morphs quickly into a cannon. And I shoot out.
Circus act.
It's an AC/DC show all of a sudden.
You guys see Toluga runs out of the silent sphere. Basically, the silent sphere just takes up the whole stage. You run right out of it where Glebnor is gripped up. You run through him. He very briefly turns into a gooey cannon. And so it's still going to take your step of the wind, I believe,
yeah,
right?
I'll still use that. So,
But using your newfound plu-plu-pleen slippery abilities and the elasticity of your son's body, you fire up, do a spiral through the air, and land onto the dais with Gideon.
And all you hear, Toluga lands proudly. Krizik tried to silence the metal, but he cannot stand in its way. Bleebly is here, and it kills the dweebs. And I want a radiance of dawn and flash light in front of this man.
Okay, Gideon will make a con save. Oh, fuck me. 4.
Okay, well, yeah, you're eating that.
See, Schlebnor is like, what's happening? Just panicked.
It's only sunglasses. 6 damage.
6 damage?
Yeah.
All right, here, he'll make another check to keep the silence spell up. Silence stays up, 18. But he's just blasted with this light, and he's like, the light of heresy!
The light of Bleebly! The strong!
You're now up there on the platform. I will say, because I didn't roll Schlebnor into the initiative, Schlebnor will try to give you the help action on your next turn.
Okay.
As he sees that you are now helping him defend his uncle. Good old Schlebnor. Okay.
powerful name.
Reggie's actually up next. Reggie sees that Theo has, laid down cover fire, basically, against this street team. He runs into the sphere, and he's going to run up to Cosmo and pat him on the ass and cast... let me just make sure this isn't...
No, there's no sound.
Yeah, okay, in our sound-based show, we're...
Yeah, there's no sound in our sound-based show right now, Eric.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. He goes to start casting it and realizes there's a verbal component to this spell.
Oh, no.
He's like...
Reginald.
He is going to hold his action until the sphere goes down to cast a spell. Until he can hear anything. That is your turn, Cosmo. You're in this 20-foot bubble around you.
And they're 120 feet away from me?
Yep, up in the air. You can see that backstage, it looks like Bouncicles is in the middle of combat with this Stormcaller you don't really remember ever seeing. And Damien is wrapped up by Glebnor trying to outplay you, but you're in a completely silent bubble right now.
All right. Cosmo's going to look down sort of at his instrument and kind of tighten up, and his jacket starts pulling in different directions and on his back, especially, and his tiefling wings are going to sprout and tear his jacket apart. And he's going to spread them out as far as he can and then use his 30 feet of flying movement to go out of the silent sphere.
These wings burst from your back. And there's feral tieflings in the crowd that start cheering. You fly up out of this bubble, and right as you break the cusp of this spell, a wave of rock comes out of your guitar. Give me a performance check. And I'll have Damien try to counter you.
That's a 27.
So maybe we all relax.
Psych nerd.
23.
So close.
He tries to like play a chord fast to like counteract all the music coming out of you. You know, two successes. Looking tight, looking good. Crowd is on your side.
And now the guy that I need to break concentration is 90 feet away from me?
Yep.
I don't have anything that long. I have hex, which is 90 feet, but...
Yeah, you could hex him.
Yeah, I'll hex him.
Yeah, sure. Is there an ability you would like to hex? Because it'll basically give him disadvantage on an ability check.
Ooh, on con. Yeah, concentration.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's ability checks, not saving throws. So con wouldn't really do anything in that the terms of that, if that makes sense.
Just so I'm clear, if I select concentration and he tries and someone hurts him, then that disadvantages that?
No, it's weird the way hex works. It's I don't know why they work like this. It's for an ability check. So typically the best
versus
one
is a saving throw.
What's exactly. his spell casting ability?
He's using wisdom. But what I think the best use of it personally, this is my pro tip for everyone using hex out there, strength is usually great because then they're easier to grapple and push around. That's usually because that's an athletics check instead of a strength saving throw.
That
makes sense.
Because you're up there. Do you want to try to grapple him or?
I'm just going to beat the shit out of him. Which I was going to suggest could you inspire me while I'm up there?
That I can do.
Yeah,
right.
Because more I hit him, the more checks you'll have to make.
Yeah, you can correct. Bonus action Bardic.
Yep. Yes.
Cool.
But I would still have my action.
Oh, your full action?
Yeah.
I mean, I will beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, no, I'll bardically inspire Taluga. And I guess since Damien's in range.
Zap is strength.
Say what?
Zap is strength.
Oh, with Hex?
Oh, yeah, because then he'll have disadvantage to get out of your grapple.
No, yeah. Zap. Oh, Damien?
Your grapple. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I was going to say do Seder Janir because you could throw him off the fucking stage.
But I'd rather kill him in front of the king so that the king should see that I'm saving him rather than pushing the problem aside.
You could also...
Listen, Darth Vader threw fucking Palpatine into a hole.
And he's still in that last movie.
We're drawn.
Ryan's a better writer than that.
You could also hex Damien and then on charisma and he would have disadvantage on his performance checks. If you want to do that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to be... I'm going to sweep this guy in performance.
I assume I'm going to be stronger than Damien most of the time.
Yeah, he's mostly
unless
a bard.
I'm going to hex Damien's charisma.
You hex him. He looks up at you like as you've flown out of this
spell.
Well,
the dockers aren't helping him.
I play like a B dissonant chord. really can't handle that fucking kind of music theory, so he's... You know, it rings out, and it's like the first note I played as I burst out of this cone of silence.
Perfect.
You can't stop the metal!
That is going to be the Firebelly Dwarves security guards. They're unfortunately right now under the effects of this terrible spell. Two of them are going to run up on Theo, and two are going to run up on Glebnor. This is... You're endangering the event! They're just trying to fight against this horrible spell. One is going to do a sonic scream on Glebnor. He just yells. He's just like, "Can you take me to a storm, baby?" It's totally off. Not really working right. I need you to make a DC 11 strength saving throw.
13.
Power through. One is going to try to attack you twice with his like drill hand.
What?
You can see that the security guards had like a bunch
fucking
of like
Megalodon.
Honestly, yes. I'm not even gonna give an in-law reason why they have drills. They just have them. They were putting together the scaffolding and now they're using them to fight you. Here we go.
He's gonna whisk my son.
Okay, one roadies. One is gonna hit with a 17, one is a nat 1. For 8 piercing damage.
No!
And Theo, these two guys corner you around you, and they start like yelling at you, but you're still in the silence sphere, so you're not really sure what they're saying. And they start trying to hit you with their drills. You're gonna take 4 of these drill attacks. Let's see how we do here.
Jesus.
You get a multi-attack. Okay, so only 2 are gonna hit.
Kratos shield.
My current AC is 16.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I had 11, 10, 22, 20.
Okay.
So altogether, you're going to take 18 piercing damage. As they drill into you as you're trying to like get going.
We don't hear his screams of pain.
That is the Conviction Street team.
That is so gnarly. Fucking drills.
Yeah, really like the stat block on these guys. The Conviction Street team is looking so hurt. They're going to get up and whip a lightning dart at Reggie again. Just like,
leave our poor Reggie alone.
Reggie like dodges it again, but gets like kind of hit by a little bit of the static. Looking bad. He's still really hurt. This guy's kind of hiding out behind a amp, just whipping darts at Reggie as he's trying to get ready to help here. And that will be your turn, Theo.
What kind of, like, can I do a perception check to kind of understand how hardy, like, armor-wise these guys are?
Yeah, sure.
Me are?
Give me a perception check.
That's only a 7.
It's hard to tell. They have, like big security jackets on. They might have armor underneath, but you're not totally sure yet. You're mostly focusing on the drills. They're really drill-heavy.
I'm going to pump a Deadeye shot into this first one and hit one of the guys in front of me.
Go for it.
So far, it's a 28 to hit.
Oh, you're seeing... Oh,
yeah, we're seeing that.
I forgot you guys can see Theo's insane numbers popping up on your screen. What was that first one? Sorry.
28.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it.
That'll be 11 on the first one.
Perfect.
I'll do another Deadeye, but on this one, I'm going to invoke the sharpshooter.
Cool. Go for it.
So negative 5 to whatever this is. 28 minus 5.
Yeah!
So whatever I roll plus 10, so it'll be 14 plus 10 for 24 damage on that.
I will ask you now, are you trying to kill this guy or knock him unconscious?
Knock him unconscious. Cool. I'm not like these guys I know aren't in their right mind.
Perfect.
I'm just trying to do as much damage to get them away from me.
Yeah.
To just...
I'll say, as this guy was coming at you with his drill, you like fire it out of his hand, and then as he's like stumbling up, I'll say with like, you just butt him in the back of the head with the gun. Yeah, pistol whip him. He goes unconscious, slack at your feet. That guy's down.
Okay, and bonus action, I'm going to shoot the street team guy with executioner's hand.
Why me? Ah!
And that guy I'm actually trying to kill.
Yeah, definitely.
No one touches Reggie.
You done fucked up.
23 to hit.
That'll do it.
11 damage.
Yeah, he looks so fucked up. He like popped out to throw a lightning dart and just gets shot again. He's just like, ah! Just hiding behind these things. He's definitely probably reconsidering his street team allegiance at this point.
I can't say anything to Reggie, so yeah, I'm going to
perfect
end my turn there.
Awesome. All right. That is Damian Blacksong's turn. Can I get a performance check against him to see how this is going?
12.
Okay.
He does have disadvantage, though, right?
He has disadvantage.
He has grabbed. Yep.
So, let's see here.
Grappled apple.
And he's hexed.
Even with the disadvantage, it's a 16.
Yeah. All right,
so,
well, I guess it's good to not sweep him. It's sort of a back and forth.
Yeah. As you're up there, he starts playing his guitar even faster.
A little flamenco, like.
Fucking Spanish caravan.
You can see there's some people in the crowd now that the wristbands are really starting to activate. There's like one orc guy who had like a cool metal shirt on and like really long hair. And as he looks up, he just goes bald.
No pattern baldness.
Yeah. Just forms around him. And he's like, you know, I gotta be more responsible with my taxes. He's just wandering through the crowd.
I'm like, no!
All right, so that was the first performance check. That is one success for Damien. He is going to try to charm Glebnor.
Oh, I'm so uncharismatic.
He's like, you don't want to do this. Yes, I do!
But he has disadvantage on charisma.
On his checks, but this is a spell. Yeah, unfortunately. Okay, so
I know how to play D&D, everybody.
You're doing great. These are like we're hitting like the really weird minutia kind of rules, kind of button up against them. I'm going to need a DC 15 Wisdom saving throw.
We should have read the fucking Wisdom book before we came out here.
You need 48 hours for that, man.
Practicing all night, man.
18. Suck a dick.
Do you tell him that?
Yes, of
do
course
I hear
I
my
do.
Son use this language?
Charismatically.
You can, if you, are you, how loud are you telling Damien to suck a dick?
Booming. Some might say.
You look down from the platform and you can clearly hear Glebnor tell this man to suck his gooey penis.
Son, language!
Smoke my pseudopods?
Better, but still disgusting.
Hey, we're fucking raging against the machine here, man.
I'm really feeling it.
Glebnor, that is your turn.
Well, I'm gonna... How far would it be to get backstage?
Like back to where Bouncicles is battling?
Yeah.
From where you're at now, probably only like 15 feet.
All right, well, guess where me and Damien are going. I'm getting him out of the line of sight of the people.
Oh, you're going to drag him off?
I'm dragging him off.
Oh, it's like Showtime at the Apollo.
You're going to be like, oh, sheep pain, pulling him. Yeah.
You start yanking him off screen. It's like, wait, no, my fans. He's getting pulled away.
Fucking
exit stage left, even.
Yeah, you drag Damien backstage. You can see the Bouncicles in the middle of fighting Felix, and there's this priest back there too, trying to start firing these guiding bolts.
Well, now I'm gonna bonus action go into a rage.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go ahead and clobber Damien in the skull with my hammer.
But I love my skull.
it's like my favorite part of my body.
Does a 25 hit?
It does.
Is he next to Bouncicles? Will he get sneak attack?
I'm next to Bouncicles. That's
yeah,
why
you
I
could
went
have
to
dragged him over there.
Side.
Bouncicles is like, Glebnor, my brother! He's just like in the middle of fighting.
Seven damage. Hammer. I didn't even realize it was called that.
Seven damage on the regular, and then an additional 4 sneak attack.
Okay. Was the 7 because the hammer has acid? Did that include it?
It was 3.
It has no weird resistances for that stuff, so you're good on that part. Bouncer is like, did you get my message? I left it in Thieves' Cant.
Oh, I did. I related to Daddy.
Perfect. Good. The Krizik priest, this Azure Scale, runs up. It's like, let him go! Let him go!
Never!
Let him go.
Let him out.
They're all just talking like
they all talk like this. God, what's wrong with you people?
23
Scott
to hit.
Something. What the hell's the guy from?
I'll eat it.
Scott Stapp.
Scott Stapp, thank you.
Okay, you take 14 radiant damage.
Oh no, radiant. Oh.
And you are lit up with this blinding Krizik electricity. Next person hits you up advantage. Up next is Bouncicles.
Get him, Bouncicles!
Get his ass!
This is for my dear friend Toluga.
Oh, he'll be so happy to hear that.
He is going to try to gore him.
Oh, shit. Toluga would love that if he could see.
Oh my god, Bouncicles, another nat 1.
Oh my god.
Brian, you gotta stop rolling for Bouncicles.
Right? He's got a multi-attack, so he'll make a short sword attack after. A third nat 1 in a row. I'm not even kidding you. I'll show you guys this after because it keeps your
I
record.
I believe you. It's just...
I don't.
Bouncicles is like, I'm failing my mission.
No!
I'm running down to Luga.
No! No! We love you, Bouncicles. You're doing great. You found this asshole. We got Reggie. Doreen misses you.
How did this guy throw anyone out of the club?
Felix is going to make another...
He was more imposing.
Yeah.
Thunderous touch spell. He's going to hit Bouncicles.
He's got performance anxiety.
38?
38 thunder.
Jesus Adam Crow. Christ.
I don't believe you,
that's
Ryan.
All my HP.
I just don't think you want a paladin following the oath of Bleebly.
Listen, no one is a bigger fan of Bouncicles than me. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Right? I think there's at least one person.
We beg to differ.
Stand Bouncicles.
Gideon up there is going to... drop a Guardian of Faith on the platform with him.
Oh, fuck you.
Wait a minute.
It's not concentration. You see that he puts his hands out and this like crack of electricity forms. And as he unleashes it from his fingertips, it forms into this like almost bust of Krizik, this horn-faced god, and it slams in the middle of the platform. Toluga, you are going to take... Make a dex save for me.
Okay. Nat 1.
Ooh.
you are going to take 20 points of radiant damage.
Question.
Yes.
Is this hitting the king in Schlebnor?
It is.
So
they have to make a save as well, and that'll burn it out.
Right.
Yep. I see you. I see you, Doug.
I don't want you to get hit with 60 fucking damage. Yeah,
it basically, Guardian of Faith can hand out 60 radiant damage. Yeah. But
Jesus. Yeah, it's insane. It's one of the best spells. I fucking love
banana
it.
Sandwich.
The king fails.
My liege.
You weirdly enough want these guys to fail. Just so
no, I know, Taluga. But I don't want them to die.
Especially not Schlebnor.
I can fly 30 more feet up.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in range of all my spells.
Perfect. So nope. Schlebnor and the king both take another 20 as well.
Well,
does that mean I'm safe?
You're safe for the next round.
Yes. So the guardian just bursts electricity into all three of you. And you can see Krizik's face just turn into this, like, what's the word? Scowl. I was going to say scrowl. I'm like, that's not a word. as this, like, electric energy hits all three of you with this, like, blast of light. That is his turn. Taluga, that is you.
So still playing up the show. I stand. Krizik tried to defile the metal, but Bleebly smote him where he stands. I'm going to inflict wounds.
Okay.
More reliable.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
And that one.
Oh, okay. No.
You do have, an inspiration if you'd like to use it here.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a bonus, yeah. I still have Bardic Inspirations left.
Oh, 12, and then I have the...
You have the Bardic.
You can add a Bardic?
Yeah, I'm going to add the Bardic. So, Bardic was D6?
Correct. Oh, no, D8, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, I got a 6 on the D6, so it would have been 18. Would that have hit anyways?
That'll hit.
Yeah.
You go to grab me, tries to pull away, and in this moment, you just there's this rocking 21 energy points on you. Okay.
And then before he gets to say anything, I'm going to bonus action Flurry of Blows.
Okay.
One of those is 19 to hit. The other is a nat 20.
Oh,
crit.
Okay.
So it's 7 for the crit.
Okay.
The other one's 6.
Okay, so 13 total on top of that?
Yes.
Perfect.
Top of the 21.
You start souping him as he's trying to fight you off, and you start like kidney shotting him, and you see the silence spell drops. The crowd is there's enough. You've already flown out of it, so I say when the silence spell drops, you see that the Kazuo Toa, your like backup kazoo guys, all start playing the kazoo loudly now that the silence spell is gone.
Is Reggie going to do something?
Reggie is going to
heal me.
Or me. He's so far from you guys.
Well, I'm super far, yeah.
How far am I? Think I'm backstage.
I'm the closest to
him. Yeah, when Theo's right there.
He took a lot of damage.
Does anybody need to get anywhere? You guys are all kind of flying around. Does anyone need to be teleported or anything? Where do you want to go, Glebnor?
You should probably stay with Bouncicles.
I want to stay with Bouncicles.
Okay,
tight. Reggie, can you teleport Damien into the air? Like an empty void and just let him fall on his dumb head.
Fuck you, Damien. He's going to try to cast Vortex Warp on Damien.
I'm going to hang on because he can target just him. Like I can keep him grappled.
Not to be a downer. I don't think you can teleport him into like just the air to drop. I think you have to
read his spell real quick. It's a newer one.
Yeah.
You magically twist space around another creature you can see within range. Target must succeed on a Constitution saving throw, or they can choose to fail. You're also, a team teleport here. Or the target is teleported to an unoccupied space of your choice that you can see within range. The chosen space must be on the surface or in a liquid that supports the target without the target having to squeeze.
The very edge of the platform? Little Spartacus fucking Taluga?
Well, no, I forgot that you said Schlebnor was giving me the help action.
Schlebnor was giving you the help action.
So I didn't have to burn inspiration.
So you still have your inspiration point. Okay, good to know. Yeah, Schlebnor was like, get him! Help my uncle!
It's a DA.
Yeah. So for Bardic, you're talking about, right?
Yeah. We have two inspiration things going here. There's Bardic inspiration.
Breakfast
and
inspiration,
Bardic
inspiration.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the breakfast.
So you haven't used the Bardic?
No, I used the Bardic to hit.
Okay.
So you're going to have to give him another one.
Right. So would you like him to Vortex Warp Damien on top of the platform with you?
That'll put him that much closer to the king, but then Oh, he's gonna go before Toluga. So I was like, oh, fucking.
Right now, I'd probably say don't put more people near Toluga because he's already 1v1ing the.
And he's hurt.
Yeah, I'm at like 18.
Okay, yeah, don't do that.
I was gonna go after Damien on my turn since.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think for now, what he'll just do is you see Reggie's like, okay, I'm just going to let everybody know I love you all. He's going to cast Aid on the people on the stage here. So you guys get 5 temporary hit points to Glebnor.
You found his friends.
Damien and...
Damien?
Not Damien. Cosmo. And Theo.
Whose side are you on, Reggie?
No, I would never betray you.
Reggie?
Hey, those 5 temporary hit points from Reggie.
They come in clutch.
Really wish I got some of that before I cannoned up here.
All right, so that'll be that was Reggie's turn. So come back. It's Reggie's turn again, basically. He used his, he was holding his action.
Right.
Then his turn actually came back around. Reggie is going to try to like just run over to where Glebnor is and try to get in position to help you if he can.
Well, let me.
Yeah, please. Please.
How far am I now, since I'm 30 feet above the stage,
yep,
in relation to Damien?
You'd be... So he's... Because he's backstage. Pulled him off stage. He'd be 30 feet down at an angle.
Okay.
And there. That makes sense. Cool. Reggie will run over there, and I think he's just going to shoot a firebolt at the Krizik kid.
Good. Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck him is right.
Let's see here. Is this Reggie's first kill?
Honestly, I hope not, because I need that kill.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Is Reggie about to kill Steel?
Probably.
Reggie does exactly enough to kill it. I'm so sorry. Reggie did 7 firebolt damage and had 7 health left. Yep. Reggie's like, I'm helping! He kind of like tries to hide it almost, but his hand turns into like a little...
Mega Man
like,
hand?
Exactly. He kind of is like, nobody look at this! And then, boom, just a firebolt rockets across the stage. The guy looks out with a bunch of bullet holes in him, and then a firebolt just goes into his chest and he falls back, and then he just gives a thumbs up to Theo. It's like, I did good, right, buddy? So sorry. Cosmo, that is your turn.
All right. So... I don't actually have to move towards Damien. I have enough range on most of my spells. I'm going to Dissonant Whisper at 3rd level.
On Damien?
On Damien.
Wisdom save, right?
Yes. Wisdom 15.
Okay.
And that's 5d6.
5.
21 damage.
Oh! Eat it.
He is rocked with this. Like, it's... You're like just doing death growl screams down at him.
Yeah.
He goes to cover his ears and there's like blood pouring out of them. Hell as yeah. It's like going against his new nature. He looks fucked up.
Don't forget your contending performance.
Right, right.
True. Yeah. Give me a performance check against Damien here.
That's a 26.
Okay. Let's see. There's a chance, but it's not great. So Damien has a +9 to performance.
At disadvantage.
I have a +10 because I'm better than him.
Disadvantage is a 13.
And doubled him up.
As you go through this power chord, the sound waves of your song echo through the arena, and you can see all of the wristbands in the arena explode on everyone's wrists. Not enough to kill anyone, obviously.
Oh,
but you see they all just start malfunctioning, and this little shatter is going all through the crowd. With 3 successes, you can also see that the security guards that were like harassing everyone, they're like spiky crystal mohawks go from that electric blue black back to a black and red. And yeah, you guys are now, you are leading the battle of the bands.
What about the king?
I will say the king's crystals that were seemed to be controlling him. He's still stunned, unfortunately, but it seems that the crystals in his crown go inert. Fucking, you guys are shredding. You guys are rocking battle bands right now. Unbelievable Cosmo. Okay.
I still have a bonus action.
Yeah, please.
Does anyone need a bardic? Have yours or you need
I've
one?
I've used it. So if you want to give me another one, you can.
But you need a kill, right?
I mean, a kill would be great, but I mean, at this point, I know exactly what I'm doing, but
I'm going to bardically inspire Toluga and just like continue that riff.
Perfect.
Write something for that.
Yeah, you are legit floating above the crowd now. Devil wings beating.
Yeah, just like claps of wind from my fucking big ass devil wings.
Sick as hell! That is the Firebell security guards who are like, what are we doing? They're like, oh, fuck yeah, this guy rules! They just start, like, cheering now on the side as they're just, like, getting all excited. See, the kazooists are now getting louder and louder as well, kind of swelling with the guitar riffs. Okay. The Conviction Street team is dead. Theo, it is your turn.
Seeing that the other security guard is not, you know, is back to normal, I'm gonna swing around. I'm going to spin Judge's sentence. I'm gonna hold it up. I'm going to shoot twice at Felix.
Okay, good call. He's doing a fuck ton of damage and has not gotten hit yet, so that makes plenty of sense.
Not one done the first one.
Oh, gun jam?
Yep.
You see, as you go to pull the trigger, he looks right at you. And he's just like, oh, what's wrong, Bleebly?
Going to...
Oh, you fucked up.
Going to use Executioner's Hand.
Okay.
14, I assume, misses.
14 just misses.
And use it again for 13. That'll miss.
You're firing at him, and he's, like, pulling back into the backstage, dodging these bullets. And you can just hear him laughing. It, like, echoes backstage.
I'm going to action surge.
Okay. You know what? That's on me.
You goaded him into it.
I really taunted him into it. That's really me. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm using action surge to fix the gun.
Oh, cool. Fuck yeah.
Okay, I fix the gun.
Yeah, just as you fix your gun, you can see him like blending into the shadows backstage. He's like, I'm going to kill your little minotaur friend just like I did the dragonborn. And he's winding up to make another thunderous touch.
What does he think he is, Gort?
Where are the Kenku the whole time?
I assume Glebnor heard that, so that might anger
Glebnor. Fucking heard that.
He's about to drop Damien for this shit.
Yeah, Damien sees that now the whole crowd has now turned on the Krizik Rock, and he's just like, I sold out for nothing! He's all pissed off. He is it's
usually how it goes, bro.
Let's see here.
Not usually, I should say. Usually get a payday when you sell out.
He is going to cast a dominate person on Glebnor. He really wants Glebnor.
What did I ever do to this guy?
You're huge. You're smashing everyone. You dragged him off stage.
What did I ever do? So many things.
Hold on, let me just check here. Sometimes these spells aren't laid out in the street.
Can he dominate goo?
Great question.
You're considered a humanoid.
Dominate so, goose and
I need a wisdom saving throw 15.
Sorry, cut that out.
Keep it in.
Oh no, a 5. You see he just grasps control of your mind and is like, kill Bleebly. Glebnor, it is your turn. I would like you to let go of Damien, fly across the stage, and attack our good friend Bleebly.
I'm sorry!
Theodore Justice?
I'm going to use my dagger.
And hold on, let me just check something real quick. Oh, yeah, you actually have advantage on that saving throw because you're in the middle of fighting this guy. So you can make one more save to see if it works against 15 wisdom.
Here's Krebs.
9.
Do you have a bardic by any chance?
Don't.
Okay. Just checking. Trying to keep it honest here.
Give it to...
That's the way the cookies crumble.
So yeah, if you would go ahead and just make your attacks on Theo.
I can choose how I attack, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to unarmed strike, just try and like whip him with my plasma.
I'm not letting you fucking weasel out of this. You've been given the command to kill him. So I need you to your best ability, attempt to do that. You can't just wet noodle slap him.
Then I'm going to use a dagger, though, right?
I'm going to use the dagger.
Okay.
That's a killable weapon.
Sure.
Oh, no.
I nat 20'd it. Thank God I didn't use the vicious great axe.
Oh, I know. Okay, this finale is getting very insane. Okay. Glebnor flies across the stage.
7 damage.
10 HP. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know it took that off.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that Damien has controlled Glebnor. You see
I'm sorry!
You've never been on the receiving end of this. It is fucking terrifying. Glebnor turns into a puddle, zooms across the stage, pulls up in front of you, and puts a dagger in your ribs.
You fucking Alex Magnum. Anyone my age remembers that reference?
This Krizik priest that was
Larissa
back here.
Larissa Olenek!
The Krizik priest is going to run from backstage onto the main stage now, and is going to fire a guiding bolt, his last one, at Toluga up on the dais.
I have one question.
Yes.
Reggie's right near me.
Yeah.
Would he get sneak attack because Reggie is technically an ally?
I view it as...
Actually, no. Reggie's not right near you. Reggie ran over to Glebnor. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I just moved away from him.
Yep.
Yeah, no. Okay. I forgot that he moved. Yeah, no. I just wanted to make... forgot, so for fairness, I wanted to make sure.
It's a 20 to hit on the guiding bolt.
I'm going to deflect missiles.
Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead and read that off, because this is a new homebrew Way of the Plume situation. This is a ranged spell attack, so it will work with your new ability.
Wax on it.
He's just so slippery.
You can use your reaction to deflect the spell with your claws when you're hit by a ranged spell attack. When you do so, the damage you take is reduced by 1d10 plus your martial die, plus your wisdom, plus your monk level. If you reduce the damage to zero, I can then deflect it. The rest is...
Perfect.
Typically.
So it's 14 radiant damage. Let's see if you can get rid of that.
10.
10. Okay, so you deflect most of it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough to bounce it back, but your skin goes slick and slippery as this spell rockets at you. And, I mean, the ability to, catch an arrow or something is well known to Monk, but the Way of the Plume, you become so viscous you can even deflect spells. And this lightning kind of glances off you as you don't take the full hit. Sick. And you can see in the crowd gulps like, he's beginning to believe.
Gulp, why aren't you helping?
There's a lot going on out here. And you can see the crowd is fucking crazy. But your family and some of the Kuotoa are trying to push through the crowd to get you guys on stage. It's just chaos now. Some people are running, some people are mosh pitting. It's a real fucking mishmash.
I like to think of Gulp having the rimless sunglasses on, like Morpheus.
Unbelievable. Okay. That is Bouncicles. Looks a bit hurt.
Do something, Bouncicles.
If you roll another nat 1, I'm taking your computer away.
We set up Bouncicles for what, 5 episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He'll do his multi attack. He will try to gore and short sword.
Gore sword.
Okay. Both hit this time.
Fucking better.
Yeah.
Who, Felix?
Yes.
Who mind controlled?
Damien.
Damien.
Get him.
I'm about to get him.
You see that as Felix is in the middle of taunting Theo and backing away, one of Bouncicles' horns goes through his side.
He's backing in all confidently into
the horn.
And you can see Bouncicles lifts him off the ground with his horn and then stabs into his leg with a short sword. He's going to take 24 piercing damage.
Hell yeah.
Good.
That's my Bouncicles!
I'm getting the hang of it now. I'm so sorry!
That will be Felix, unfortunately. He's going to just keep fighting Bouncicles because that's who's right in front of him.
Can I taunt him to try and attack me?
You can make an intimidation check.
Krizik's whack!
Said the opposing god.
18. I basically say, hey, Felix, and just flip him off.
I'm trying to think. It's he's just I'm going to get to you. Don't worry. He's got to deal with the guy right in front of him. Unforge. And he's also so grappled by Bouncicles. He hasn't tried to break that yet. He's kind of just been okay with being gripped up by this guy. He'll make another Thunderous Touch.
Dude, how many of these he got?
That's his main move. He misses, though, on a 14. Bouncicles, as he goes to put his hand up, Bouncicles grabs him by the wrist and is like, enough of that. Just to bend it back a little bit.
Hey, Felix, Krizik sucks.
Gideon up on stage. He's got, or up on the dais here. You can see the king kind of shakes off this weird magic. And as he looks up at Gideon, he's like, Snake, usurper. He grabs his own crown and crushes it in his hand and throws it off the side of the...
It's fucking badass, King. You're badass.
Thank you. I fucking am. So you see Gideon is going to Dimension Door. He's up on stage with the three of you now. He's not dealing with that shit. He's going to Dimension Door down onto the stage over to help Damien and Felix.
Does he? He doesn't take attack of op from that, or does
not
he?
To teleport?
Teleport.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know how that works.
So you can see now, it's like Bounticles is like in the middle of fighting Felix. This Gideon lands in the middle of the fray here. Reggie's kind of in front of him, panicking a little bit. That is going to be Taluga.
I'll play this up. Krizik tried to fight the metal, but he ran like a coward.
I will say, King Ebonshield is like, you know, we got something down here in the Underdark. We call it the fastball special. How far can I throw you?
As far as you want, King.
He is going to pick you up.
Snicked.
just because this is funny, and this guy's jacked, so I want to use his insane strength score. With a 22 strength check, give me an acrobatics check.
11?
He grabs you and is like, this is going to go awesome. He hucks you from the up on top of this platform. You spin through the air wildly. You see Schlebnor is like, I think you put a little bit too much mustard on it. Taluga, you're going to land into the
meteor
fray.
Into the fucking stage.
Yeah, you like land right below Cosmo.
Superhero landing, right? Right as I'm Yamcha'd on his knee.
Because I initiated that, I will only give you a d6 of damage, which came out to 5. So 5 bludgeoning. And the king looks down.
Taluga, you good?
Thumbs up. I'm great. Everything's great.
That's my guy.
Totally fine. Definitely not at 9 HP.
Oh boy.
Yeah, King Evidence like, yeah, no, that's on me. It is
a little
your turn,
too much
Taluga.
Mustard on that one.
Let me see what I got in here.
It's the final fight. These keys should kind of go like this, it seems like.
I got a grenade.
How the fuck do you still have a grenade?
He never used it to K.
Yarno did
thing.
It.
Yarno did it.
I got a grenade.
He's got a grenade.
We're playing Theater of the Mind, but on my... I have a map for me. I cannot tell you how much more grouped up these guys all are.
Big AoE.
All the villains are kind of... So Damien, Gideon, and Felix are in kind of a like defensive circle. You could definitely huck this in a way that it doesn't hit Bounticles. You could go past them if you want.
And I'm on Bleebly now.
Yeah.
Yep. Would it hit Reggie, though?
Reggie's on the other side of Bounticles. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I whip out the grenade. I'm like, Krizik, try to bother the metal? As you see Taluga's clearly groggy and confused. I'm running out of things to say.
Defiled?
But Bleebly shot them in the knee. And I whip this grenade.
You can see that Damien and Gideon look at each other confused, but Felix's eyes go wide because he knows
before.
What that is. What is the save on that? It's a con
Damien
save, right?
Better not die because I want to kill him.
DC 15 dex save.
Oh, okay.
Dive away.
And it's 5d6.
Yeah, go ahead. You can roll that 5d6 out while I do these little checks here.
Talk
yeah,
and roll, scumbag.
I wish you guys could see because they're like in like a little circle. In the corner.
I rolled
they're begging
so
to get
low.
Created.
Okay.
13 damage.
Okay. Hey, that still hit 3 guys. So just Damien succeeds. So Damien will take 6. And the other guys take 13.
Now, does he lose concentration on dominating me?
He'll have to make a saving throw to see if he knows.
Find out, yeah.
And I will make a constitution saving throw to see if I keep my concentration or might dominate. Sorry, it's an 18. Yeah. Okay. That is...
Wait, I still got my bonus
action. Oh, yeah, even bonus action if you want to do anything.
So, with my beat-up body, I'm going to still walk into everyone, and I'm going to activate my claws of blip-dool-ploop.
Okay. Let everyone at home remind them what that looks like.
They're just like very aggressively bright white crab claws with like seaweed just kind of dangling
and
off.
Gun tattoos, right?
With gun tattoos to match my gun tattoos, of course.
Just don't kill Damien for me, please.
Well, I mean,
no promises.
Well, yeah, I kind of free you. You're still dumb. Because
when I activate him, it
I guess
does
it is your, it's your son. You are
sure
his son.
I know what
Daddy.
It is. Bonus action, I activate him. Each creature of my choice I can see within 10 feet must succeed a wisdom saving throw of DC 14 or take 2d4 psychic.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Oof, all of them failed and one got a nat 1.
I only deal 2.
Okay. Hey, we're chipping away. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You guys are doing great.
But Damien has to make another save, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime you make him make the save.
It's... Release me! It's all nat Bingies ones with Concicles, but fucking yeah. Damien.
Damien got a 9! You feel the power of this compulsion to kill Bleedly fade from your mind.
Oh, sorry. Team up!
Yeah. It's all good.
Goo armor?
Basically, I just like pat you on what I think your shoulder is and just go, don't worry, man. These guys all suck.
They're going to pay.
Big time.
That wasn't my head. Or shoulder.
Ooh. Bleedly.
What are you guys doing back there?
Bonding?
You can see that Reggie, it's Reggie's turn. After all this chaos, he sees that you've kind of run in or like take like going to fight all of them. And he's like, you got this, Chaluga. Punch fast. He's going to use his third level spell slot to cast haste on you.
Oh, my God, I'm so fast.
And he's going to run back now.
Oh, my God, I'm so fast.
Oh, my God, I'm so fast. Thanks, Reggie. I love you.
Haste is going to double your speed. You have a +2 to your AC. You have advantage on dexterity saving throws, and you gain an additional action. You can basically make one extra attack on each of your turns.
So many attacks now.
And you guys can see that, like, as he's run up with these giant crab arms, there's now gears spinning in Taluga's eyes as he starts speeding up, and his metabolism kicks into overdrive. Cosmo, that is your turn.
So, Damien, 30 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. So, with one clap of my wings, just, like, instantly in front of Damien.
Anime as fuck. I love it.
Exactly. And I'm going to Dreadsteel Hellion Axe attack.
Oh, hell yeah. Old school.
Go.
Love it.
Just hit him with the fucking guitar.
Awesome.
It's a 16.
16 hits.
El Kabong.
It's a 15 damage.
Oh.
Eric, let me know how you fucking kill this person.
So, like, still, like, maintaining a little hover over the ground, whip the guitar around and grab it by the neck. As the electricity surges through that, just fucking clobber him on the side of the head and just bring him down. I don't know if his head comes off or not. I'll leave that to
you. Hey, would you want to see it fly out?
Yes. Yeah, because it'll be metal as fuck.
There's just a moment where you're like looking like maybe he had a necklace on. Maybe that he was maybe compelled by something. But you realize he doesn't have anything. He chose this. And as he looks up and you guys lock eyes for one final time, there is a clean slice through his neck. You see this poser's head roll across the stage. People in the crowd are like, whoa! People are freaking out.
I'm just like, this is the best show I've ever played.
Unfucking believable. Okay, Theo, it's your turn. You see Damien's head roll across the stage towards you and Glebnor.
I just kicked that out of the way.
Can I just...
It's part of my collection.
So after I've kind of like fixed the gun, I snap the cylinder or whatever.
The barrel?
Yeah.
Sure. Gun words. We got them.
Yeah. I snap that back into place and I look right at Felix and I go, I don't look at Glebnor, but I say to Glebnor, I'll soften him up. You go clobber him.
That's just what I wanted to hear.
And
thank you, God.
My prayers are answered.
I'm going to use all, so the two normal attacks and the bonus action attack on shooting
Just unload.
Yeah. So three attacks. I'm going to use the sharpshoot feature on all three.
Okay.
And I'm not do. I don't want to do lethal damage. I want to leave. It, no matter how much I do, I want to leave just enough for Glebnor.
Perfect. Unbelievable. I'll let you know. You're trying to beat a 15 AC.
Nope. That's a 14 on the first one. Nat one on the second one, and then bonus action is a different gun. 24 for 19.
That'll hit.
Okay, so it'll be 21 damage with Executioner's Hand.
Oh, he looks hurt. It's your gun, as you're firing so wildly, the gun jams one more time, but your brand new gun, you spin up and just pop him right in the shoulder. Blood sprays on the ground. He's looking wicked hurt now, standing in front of Balanciclees.
The whole time I've been walking towards him, like staring him down.
Can I get a religion or history check from everyone but Theo?
Are you afraid of a nat 20?
Maybe. Mostly to see.
Bardic Inspiration can't be used on this, or can it?
You can if you want.
13. 5. 16 religion?
16 religion. As Theo is walking toward his target, there is this sense of real determination in his eyes. And you see your friend Theo and your god Bleebly on a path to deliver justice. Every step he takes, there is this crackling black shadow magic on his footsteps. Now, say with a 16, you are reminded of strange tales of elder gods growing up and a god of death called the Man in Black. And it just sticks in your mind as you see Theo approaching. There is darkness here, but real power. And that is going to be Damien's turn.
Damien's headless.
Damien is laying on the ground dead. That will be Glebnor.
I think you know where I'm going.
Tell me. Help me paint me a little word picture. Where are you going?
I'm going to sluice up on that. Fuck Felix.
Fuck yes.
Son, language.
You have just enough movement to get to Felix. Yep. You get back into the fray with Balanciclees and Felix. What would you like to do?
I would like to look at Balanciclees. This piece of scum thinks he can hurt the mighty Balanciclees?
That's right, tell him, Glebnor. I've been thunderously touched so many times.
After committing the high sin of murder on my friend Jenry, the most fair and equitable traitor of all time.
It was fair as fair. I got my pound of flesh too.
Yeah. Remember that.
What's gonna happen?
It's very funny when you're DMing and you're like, I'll shit talk as the villain even though I have no hit points left and I'm about to die.
The slime hammer comes out for 18.
18 hits.
And since my boy Balanciclees is right next to me.
Get his ass, son!
This 8 is gonna turn into a 10.
Okay. With your bonus action, he's still up.
Plus 2, because I'm raging.
Okay.
So that's 12.
Okay. Still up.
Sliver.
I'm gonna stab him.
Okay.
I'm gonna stab his ass.
You bash him in the face and he wheels back away from Balanciclees.
12's probably not gonna hit him though, right?
Go to stab and you just miss as he's like fully bleeding out of his mouth now. You can see some of his teeth are on the floor from getting hit with that big slimy hammer. He looks fucked up.
Balanciclees, he's yours.
You would do me such an honor. All right, it is now actually the Dragonborn Priest.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh, I forgot about him.
So forgettable.
I don't think we actually hit him.
I think he's fresh as a daisy. Yeah.
You have not.
I haven't been hit either, so.
Good. That's great.
I'm going on it.
Do you got heals in there?
No, I'm the heal guy.
No.
Oh, Daddy 2 hit points is the heal guy?
Oh, yeah.
How much metal is that priest wearing?
Ooh, heat metal?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's your AC, Cosmo?
16.
Okay, so they run at you and miss with a mace attack.
He's floating.
I'm like in the middle of them.
Does he have to leave?
This is the priest. He was on the other side. The priest had run out on stage as you guys run backstage. Right. The priest, you could see that... you're like still hovering in the air, and you turn around just out of the way as a mace swings by your head. And as you can see that you're kind of just above him, so he can't really get you with a melee attack, he's going to cast Spirit Weapon, and you see this like gnarled electric axe appear in the air and swing down on you. Roll for that here. That's going to hit.
I shouldn't have said anything about my HP.
Oh no, he was coming at you because you beheaded the main guy.
Those pesky decapitations will do it.
You dodge right out of the way as a electric axe comes down and cuts into your wing. You're going to take 10 force damage. And are you concentrating on anything right now?
Me?
Yeah,
no,
spell wise?
I don't think so.
Oh, I guess Hex. But never mind. Oh, actually,
Damien's dead.
Damien's dead. So,
so I can move the Hex.
You can move the Hex if you would have liked. I don't think your turn has come up yet, but just keep it in mind now that he's dead. You can move that Hex around.
Okay.
Yep.
But since I took damage, would I the Hex now not be?
You can make a concentration check to see if you keep the Hex up.
Con check or save?
Con saving throw.
That's a dirty 20.
Tight. You keep the Hex up. You have the power of the Hex in your hand.
Hex in effect.
That is Bouncicles.
Get his ass.
He's like, Glebnor, are you sure? I feel like you have more of a connection to killing this guy. Maybe we can do it together, like a combo move. It'll be fun.
Yeah!
Okay, hold on. Hey, bud!
You see the guy's like, what? Felix is like trying to get away. He's going to try to make a gore attack. And describe it for me, Glebnor, as you and Bouncicles together kill Felix.
I'm going to puddle up under him and geyser him into Bouncicles' horns.
Bouncicles puts his head down as a deluge of slime rockets Felix head first into him. You can see that both of Bouncicles' horns go through Felix's eyes and out the back of his head. And he's like, oh, never mind, this was gross. He's all in my face now.
No. Slick him back. He's your hair now. Wear him proudly.
I was going to say that's a more gruesome Nickelodeon moment, but I don't think that's true these days.
You could see once it is done, Bouncicles is like, my quest is complete.
Good job.
Bouncicles, you've been a great help. Our fight goes on.
Would have been Felix. It is now Gideon. Gideon is surrounded. It's not looking good. He's going to try to run over to his priest and cast teleport, but to do so, he has to run by Glebnor, Bouncicles, Cosmo, and Taluga. All four of you can make opportunity attacks if you would like. He's going to try to run out of here.
Since I'm with everybody, if I use my slime hammer, can I get a sneak attack?
Yeah, you'll get a sneak attack on this. It's once per turn for sneak attack, but...
Does a 22 hit his ass?
Sure does. He's running panicked.
15 hit his ass?
15 does. Oh, wait, no, sorry. 15 does not.
26?
26 does.
14 damage.
16 damage.
Is he still up?
30 between us.
Yeah.
He was he took a lot of damage from me.
He's got, unfortunately, a lot of health. Okay.
How rough does he
shoot him in the knees!
Here's what I will do.
Because I still have inspiration. If Wait what I could roll could kill,
Hold
then
on.
I'll use
Hold
it.
Hold on. Can I lobby?
Sure.
Then instead of sneak attacking him, I grapple him.
I believe the rules for an opportunity attack, it is like a melee attack.
It's not an action.
Here's what I will say. He is running. He's going to cast a teleport spell on him and this priest to get them out of there. But you have a swelling kazoo orchestra behind you. If you would like Taluga, I will let you make a performance check to try to brown note this man before he can cast his spell.
I'm going to brown note the entire town.
Okay, here's how we're going to do this. This is a last final moment to not let this guy get away. I'm going to call this a DC 15 performance check. You have advantage from the swelling, what the fuck are we calling these guys?
Kazuatoa
are backing you up.
Oh no!
But he has advantage.
Oh no! Bardically inspired?
You have inspiration.
Am I inspired still?
Right? Aren't you?
Yeah, you never used your inspiration.
Yeah.
We're giving you triple advantage. This is basically like, it's like elven accuracy, but for trying to make someone shit themselves. you have an advantage from your band.
Elven incontinence.
I know that in actual D&D, you're not allowed to have multiple sources of whatever, but I don't really give a fuck. It'd be funny.
I did a 15.
You got just a 15?
Yeah.
as he is going to cast his spell. What does the final climax of everyone's performance look like? What are you all doing in this moment right before the brown note goes off? Mark, you can't do a bit where you don't say what you're doing.
I imagine that it's not going to happen. I don't know what the... Wait, do I know what's going on? I wasn't around when he cracked the brown note, so I'm not going to know to plug my ears.
I'll say that like this is like the end of Cosmo's song. Cosmo, if you want to do like your final note in conjunction with this.
I'm going to use pyrotechnics.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to make a fucking light show out of this.
Can I form into an exact huge replica of the judge's sentence?
To what end?
Symbolism.
Oh. Can he turn into it and then, like, my pyrotechnics are the gun shooting off, like...
So, this guy is running to cast a teleport spell.
And then everyone should surprise.
He's going... Finally. He's like, goes to the dragonborn. He's like, we must return to Windmere. As he runs and goes to cast his spell, he's doing these complicated arcane sigils in the air. Everyone's taking attacks at him as he runs. And right before he casts his spell, this ringing kazoo note comes. He looks behind him as Teluga is playing this forbidden art. All of the Kuatoan kazooists behind you all finish up this swell as Glebnor turns into a strange gooey statue of two guns. A firework explosion goes off as they spray flames and bits of just showering the crowd in this light show. And then the entire crowd also feels a rumbling in their stomach. Go ahead and roll. We'll call this 3D100. This is the distance of people who shit themselves.
All right. 167.
167 feet from the stage, everyone in the audience, involuntarily, with the power of rock and kazoo, fucking shit themselves.
The brown wave, as today shall hence be known.
And like, if I could pick a shape for a stadium, amphitheater is not the one you want for everyone shitting themselves.
The tides are rising.
I have wings. I'm going up.
Do I shit my
Reggie,
own pants?
Reggie, vortex warp me! Reggie!
Do I shit my own pants?
All right, you have stopped them from teleporting, but they are still in combat because now they can't escape and they have to deal with you. Everyone shit themselves. Things have gone so far out of left field. Uncle Gulp is in the crowd like, he did it! He mastered the art!
Only took me 3 rolls and some help.
Yeah, I may have bent that a little bit in my direction. That's totally fine. Teluga, it is your turn. You are hasted.
I am so fast. I'm going to use all 80 of my feet to kind of just run circles around them.
Oh my god, he's making a shit typhoon.
And I'm going to stop in front of Janir.
Gideon Janir.
We're like, Krizik tried to stand up to the metal, but he shat his pants.
Everyone in the crowd is like, yeah, that'd be wicked embarrassing.
And then I'm going to inflict wounds.
Okay.
12 doesn't hit.
12 is going to miss.
And then I'm just going to hit him with the quarterstaff. Oh my god, 14?
14 misses.
I'm going to just bonus action flurry, I guess.
Okay. Rocking quarterstaff now.
27?
Net. 27 and net 20 definitely hits.
And a 19. So that's the flurry. So let's see. So it would have been 12. It would have been 17 total.
This guy is still fucking up. His pants may be full, but his heart no longer is. He's realizing what's happening. The crowd is a mix of confusion and excitement. Some people are like, I've never been to a show so good I shit myself. This is unbelievable. There's some, you can see, pretty much all of the Fire Genasi, like teens and tweens, are just embarrassingly shuffling over to the porta potties, just trying to get
is
away.
Is there steam coming out of their pants because they're so warm?
I hate that.
They burn a hole in their pants because their shit is hot.
I hate that so much.
Are their pants on fire?
Because liar,
are their
liar.
Pants on fire?
Because they just poop lava, I'm guessing.
I'm not going to get into the world building aspect of that. Reggie is holding haste. He is going to shoot a firebolt at the dragonborn sorcerer or cleric up there. That's going to miss, unfortunately. Reggie's like, I'm sorry, I can't be more helpful. I'm trying to get him. He's so sticky now. Cosmo, that is your turn.
All right.
Don't land.
No. It smells awful in here.
Yeah, like you're underground. There's no ventilation.
It's just... No. No. Can't smell worse than sulfur, right?
The day the Ebon Ben shat their pants.
Go down to history.
So it's... who's left?
There is one Krizik priest, this dragonborn, who's pretty much remained unscathed during this whole fight, and Gideon.
So you guys want Gideon dead more than anything, right?
Oh, yeah. Hate these satyrs.
All right.
Just realized the satyr probably isn't wearing pants.
Yeah.
So just a little goat poop right under him.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of like little pebbles.
That somehow grosses me out more than anything, so I'm going to go after him.
Go for it.
I'm going to dissonant whisper him.
Cool. Yeah. I'll make a wisdom save.
On my third, with my last third level spell slot. That's 5d6.
Oh, fuck me. The guy has like a plus 5 to wisdom. He only got a 7.
Hell yeah. That's 13 damage.
Oof. This guy had a shit ton of health.
Yeah,
so
I didn't roll great.
Still up. You see he's holding his hands over his ears, and you can see like his twisted kind of satyr horns. He's trying to block it out, and he's just like, Krizik, protect me!
Hold on. Bonus actions.
Yeah, sure.
Thunderous Smite.
Thunderous Smite will set you up for the next one.
Yeah. That's right.
Cool.
Damn it. I learned that last time.
Yeah.
Who wants a Bardic Inspiration? I have one left.
Who's next in the turn order?
Theo will be next on you.
Theo,
guys,
I'm going to bardically inspire Theo. You get a 1d8
to bang your head.
Ability checks, attack rolls, or saving throws.
Yeah, you start headbanging Theo. There is just this like dark sense of justice around you. Little red lightning bolts at the corner of your eyes. But you are bardically inspired. And it is going to be your turn since, oh my guys.
You're up next. Ted,
you're up.
So with the judge's sentence basically locked up, I'm going to put that away and take out the hand mortar.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot the hand mortar twice at the Gideon.
Awesome.
With sharpshooter, so negative 5 on on this to hit him.
Melt his ass.
Get his ass, Bleebly.
16.
16 just hits.
Okay. 25 damage on the first hit.
Okay, so he's dead. You, like, fire the mortar at him. He tries to do a little thing in the air where he almost looks like he's going to catch it. And as he grabs it, he looks at it, looks up at you. You must be the heretic. Bleat. And it explodes. His hand blows off. Half his face is just shred by the mortar, and he drops dead on the stage.
It's a Gus Fring situation.
Yes. Takes two steps, falls.
Fixes his tie. Fixes his stupid Bleebly chain.
Does he count as
not
a...
Krizik.
Sorry, Bleebly's awesome.
He's a significant foe.
Definitely a significant foe.
Okay.
You so get a grit point back.
Grit point back. All right.
Shot two on the mortar?
Yeah, you have a second shot.
Yeah. Number two shot on the mortar. I'm going to put a violent shot into it to shoot the...
Priest?
The priest. The three, so 19 to hit him.
Lock and reload the hand mortar and wind it up and fire it at this dragonborn.
15 fire damage. And he has to make... anyone within 5 feet of him has to make 8 plus 7, 15.
Dex saving throw?
Yes.
Would I be in range?
No, this guy, it's kind of like he was at a weird angle, sort of.
Okay.
It would have hit, if like you had fired it at like, basically Gideon and this priest were right next to each other because they're going for the teleport.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like walking toward them, unloading this mortar round, and hits burst, they get a 12 on their saving throw.
4 more fire damage.
Sick. Clinging to life, this dragonborn cleric looks up, kind of like gnarled bits of electricity coming out of his mouth.
They told me the Bleebly would be here. I never thought I'd see your heretical face. You know this isn't over. We're coming. We're coming for all of you!
They're gonna lose their mind, freaking go nuts.
And then I'm gonna hear them all say that and be like, you've been cast down by Bleebly, and Executioner's Hand is a bonus action.
Okay. Can you use...
23 to hit.
23 hits.
The Death's Door fucking thing with that gun?
That gun's jammed.
Yeah, that gun's jammed.
Oh,
right,
it's
now.
Specific to Judge's Sentence. Yeah.
12 damage.
You had 8 hit points left. So as you're walking forward, this mortar cannon, you just are firing these explosive rounds. There's flames now on the stage. And as like there's bits of smoke, and just as it clears, you walk through and put that gun in this dragonborn's mouth and pull the trigger.
Right before I pull the trigger, in Draconic, I call him a lapdog.
Oh! And then. Fuck yes. And as he drops, and a crowd full of these these people saw the show of a fucking lifetime. Everyone, the Battle of the Bands is over, and the winners, it's Cosmo Kilroy. And the Kazuha Toa.
We've been Cosmo Kilroy and the good Kazuha Toa!
Yes! Keep it dicey, folks. We'll see you in the next one.
Howdy, Glebnor here. And I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.